Back in March, the Navy said it would test a new IT acquisition process called the Innovation Cell. Its purpose, to evaluate, buy, and insert new commercial technologies into its networks within the space of 1 year. It appears to have worked. The Navy made its first awards under the Innovation Cell framework yesterday. Victor Gavin is the Navy's Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems, and Dan Del Grosso is the PEO EIS Technical Director. They talked with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about the awards and what the Navy learned from the process so far. The first voice is Victor Gavin.
It's a new framework for identifying challenges and sharing those across the industry, and then discovering and implementing the solutions that come out of it. Our primary goal in launching it was speed to market. As you know, in the space of IT, the marketplace changes so quickly. And one of the major challenges we have in defense acquisition is our ability to keep pace. And we launched the Innovation Cell with the primary objective is speeding our ability to adopt and adapt those products and techniques into our environment. And I must say, we're well on our way of achieving our aggressive goal of 1 year from concept to delivery.
Broadly, how do you think you've done so far? We're, 7 months into the process since you launched these three enterprise challenges. Just to focus on that speed to market piece, how have you done, and when are we going to see some actual results here?
I think we've done, in general, pretty well. Could we do better? First time out the chute, absolutely. But given our starting point, I'd say pretty well. We are about, for two of the three, are going to tell you here today that we are making selections, and our integrator is well on the way of implementing those solutions into our network.
Straight into NMCI. So let's go straight into the news here. What out of these two enterprise challenges that you're announcing today, what did you eventually settle on?
So for one, we'll take them in order here. We've had enhanced virtual desktops was one of the primary challenges here, and we took a great opportunity to define the true government requirements there, based on industry input. And it was determined through that refinement of those requirements that Centrix, VMware, and HP tools for infrastructure were selected as the top performers out of it. And HP, our integrator, will be integrating those tools along with those companies to get this capability into the network, onto the network.
And what kind of scale in terms of deployment of these desktops are we talking about? Yeah, I think back on Industry Day, you were talking on the order of tens of thousands of actual seats, right?
Certainly has that potential. I think from a virtualization standpoint, we all believe that virtualization of your desktop is where we're heading. The pace of which we'll reach the full scale is to be determined. Because it takes more than simply the infrastructure of the desktop component to determine that. It also has to do with the bandwidth on the network. And we're making bigger changes on to increase that network bandwidth to make this technology more applicable to everyone on the network. So today we have about 5,000, a capability of about 5,000. And we see this new technology certainly enhancing the utility of those 5,000s. And I expect it to expand as we modernize and improve the underlying infrastructure into the network.
Step back for a second and talk about why you want to pursue virtual desktop infrastructure, why that's a goal for the Navy.
Twofold there. There's a cost component to that. We believe virtualization and delivering this capability in a virtualized fashion certainly has its cost advantages. The second huge advantage is security. There's a huge advantage to virtualizing this data, and our ability to upgrade and modernize that infrastructure at a much more rapid pace is enhanced by through this virtualization technique.
And do you see this as supporting potentially offsite users and sort of a telework type of arrangement for NMCI users?
Absolutely, absolutely. That is a third advantage you have here from teleworking and offsite. Privileges is certainly mobility enhancements are certainly an advantage as well.
Mm-hmm. So is this sort of the beginning of the end of the traditional desktop within the NMCI environment?
It is certainly the beginning. I don't want to oversell the pace because I said the infrastructure piece is critical. We have 5,000 of the users today, and admittedly, performance in given the existing infrastructure we have has been limiting. So this technology alone will not accelerate it. It's going to be more accelerated by the infrastructure changes than the use of this technology.
Okay. We can drill down more on that in a bit, but let's move on to the second one that you're announcing today. What else has come out of the Innovation Cell so far?
Yeah, the campus network architecture piece. We had some 23 respondents. And again, I want to thank industry for participating in both of these. We had huge responses, close to 100 responses for the three innovation challenges. There were some 23 in this area. For campus network architecture, and the government has determined that passive optical networking technology is the best solution here. And it was determined that Tell Labs had the best product in this area. And HP, again, is in the process of working the contractual issues of getting Tell Labs onto NMCI.
And then the third one was working with the folks over at N1 on data analytics in partnership with your Sea Warrior program. No award yet on that. Talk about where that particular innovation challenge is and why you're not quite at the stage of picking out a product or a service.
No, happy to. This is one of those areas where we had the probably the largest requirements definition piece was in data analytics. And as you know, the biggest discovery for us was understanding the state of the possible in this area. And I'm proud to say there were some 53 companies that submitted responses to that and helped us refine our requirements. Where we are at this stage is there are five companies that we're working very closely with to prototype. We created what we call a sandbox, of which we are going to take these products and run real data through them to give us further help us further refine our requirements. And then based on those results, put forward a transition plan to get those products into N1's hand and to be used on our MPT&E environment.
So from those five, I mean, do you envision eventually down selecting to a single product or more of a suite of different capabilities that all provide different aspects of data analytics?
I guess I'll say it's to be determined. Again, because we're discovering the requirement is also being refined. I think as you might imagine in this space, there are different attributes to the products that will help us define exactly what we need as an output. So I guess I don't want today to tell you that the goal is to down select to a single product or a suite. I think the sandbox will help us determine what that actual outcome would be. And I look forward to in the next quarter telling you what that outcome is.
Okay, sounds good. Refresh our memories on specifically the challenges that you were trying to solve with, we already talked a bit about virtual desktops, but with the campus network architecture, what was the issue that you were trying to solve with that particular challenge? Dan, you want to take that one?
So a lot of folks aren't familiar with the campus network architecture. It's basically restructuring the environment for the base specifically. And the Marine Corps is actually moving out on PON. And basically what it is the old architecture is point-to-point, a fiber run. You have the central management from the server to the endpoint. It's just a standard point-to-point. Whereas with PON, it's point to multi-points. So you're actually using less fiber for more end users. So you have cost savings there with less central management of the equipment and the infrastructure.
Okay. And I would like to move on and talk a little bit about process, because this was the first time out with the Innovation Cell and Enterprise Challenges. Broadly, Mr. Gavin, what do you think you learned from the process, and what do you think you want to change going forward?
It has been a wonderful learning experience. And I think at the end of the day, though, there are elements we can improve, like anything else. The biggest challenge is, as we expected to have, and we did, is firming up those requirements. How are we dealing with collecting those requirements, refining our own requirements, and doing it in a time frame that is enhances speed to market? So from that standpoint, I'm pretty pleased. And a lot of that deals with the relationship within of the PEO, between our PEO EIS Innovation Cell team and the transitioning program offices. Building those relationships, as if you recall back in March, I told you we were going to manage that ourselves and try to keep it on point. Mm-hmm. And I think we did. I'm delighted that the relationship that was formed between my program offices and the Innovation Cells, and that trying to make that handoff as seamless as possible. So at that point, I think we have done quite well. A couple of areas we can improve on, I'll say, is you know, while I was happy with the interface with industry, we will and plan to do a better job of how we communicate with the industry. We originally attempted to establish a portal by which we could put all the data in, allow people to more freely have access to activities that are going on. And we weren't as successful as getting that up and running to date. Our goal is to certainly have that available next time. Dan, over to you. What are the areas you think we could improve on from your perspective?
Well, I'll echo what you said at the beginning. I think we're off to a very good start with the framework and with industry interaction. We had a heck of a lot more white papers than what we anticipated. So we're very encouraged by the participation. I think what we need to do now, and it probably won't happen this next go around with the enterprise challenges, we need to get to a point where instead of asking the question, okay, what next two or three enterprise challenges are we going to be doing this year? We need to make the Innovation Cell framework basically our business model for how we acquire technology and deliver those services. And what I mean by that is we've had a long conversation within the EIS portfolio with the program managers about getting ahead of the game, shifting from playing offense instead of playing defense. Everything is here and now, and we're scrambling to deliver something that senior leadership wants. The whole intent behind the innovation self framework in the discovery phase and the market assessment is start looking at those things after they come out of the R&D environment and finding that sweet spot to where we're already looking at it inside our framework and we're moving on it before it becomes the quote-unquote buzzword inside the Pentagon or with senior leadership. So by the time one of us engages with senior leadership and they're starting to ask a question on a particular capability, we've already been working it. And then we can comfortably say we're well within the one-year environment to put that on the network. So that requires a completely different way of engaging with industry. It's not just telling industry, here are our challenges. It's the constant dialogue day in and day out with what are the technology focus areas that industry has in play today, who's doing it, and what are they doing with it specifically, so that we can at least as close to as possible mirror what industry is doing. So it's not anymore about just trying to figure out what the next enterprise challenge is. We already know what the technology focus areas are, and we're just keeping pace with industry at that point.
Dan Del Grosso, the technical director in the Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems. You also heard from Victor Gavin, the program executive officer, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. We'll post Jared's story on the Navy's initial round of awards in its new innovation cell at federalnewsradio.com.